Goodwin explores defense unit sale as geopolitical tensions reshape strategy. Stoke-on-Trent Engineering Group Goodwin PLC launched a strategic review on August 7, 2026, exploring the disposal of a substantial part of its mechanical engineering division, a move that sent shares up roughly 10% and drew expressions of interest from multiple defense sector buyers, according to the Financial Times. The mechanical engineering business under review encompasses five operating units: Goodwin Steel Castings, Goodwin International, Norva, ESET, and Pumps. The board confirmed the appointment of Rothschild & Co. as financial advisor and stated its objective as maximizing shareholder value while preserving continuity for customers and long-term business prosperity. Terms of any potential transaction were not disclosed, and the company stated there is no certainty a sale will proceed. Russ Mould, investment director at AJ Bell, said the company is a major supplier to UK and US submarine programs and has also benefited from bumper defense spending across other parts of its business. He noted that Goodwin took a big hit in March when it lost two significant contracts and faced order delays in the Middle East, but added that the interest in Goodwin's defense arm is a reminder that the UK has a collection of engineering businesses which are global leaders in their respective niches. The sale process arrives at a moment when Western governments are accelerating defense expenditure, and the supply chains feeding nuclear deterrent programs have become strategic assets in their own right. For institutional buyers, Goodwin's castings and components business represents a rare opportunity to acquire a sole source or near sole source supplier embedded in programs that span decades of contracted government spending. The assets on the block: nuclear deterrent exposure is the prize. The mechanical engineering division supplies critical components to two of the most consequential programs in UK and allied defense procurement. The Dreadnought program is building the Royal Navy's next generation nuclear deterrent submarines, the boats that will replace the Vanguard class. The Type 26 frigate program is producing a fleet of advanced anti-submarine warfare vessels. Both programs have long-cycle delivery horizons measured in decades, not quarters. Goodwin Steel Castings and Goodwin International have, according to the company's latest annual report, delivered profit improvements as a direct result of rising defense budgets across multiple economies. The specific profit figures were not disclosed in the source material, but the directional trend is unambiguous. Government defense outlays are translating into margin expansion at the component level. The five-unit structure of the division under review is notable. Norva, ESET, and Pumps sit alongside the core castings businesses, suggesting a buyer could acquire a vertically oriented cluster with capabilities across flow control, radar, and high-integrity engineered components. The breadth of that offering complicates simple benchmarking, but also raises the probability that a strategic buyer, rather than a financial sponsor, captures the asset. The March contract loss risk the market had already priced the 10% share price move on August 7 reflects a re-rating, but Mould's observation about March is the essential context. Goodwin lost two significant contracts and faced order delays in the Middle East earlier in 2026. Those events created a discount in the stock that the strategic review announcement has now partially reversed. Our view: the contract losses and Middle East order delays are the proximate cause of the board's decision to explore a sale now rather than later. A family-controlled business founded in 1883 and majority owned by the Goodwin family does not lightly invite Rothschild to run a process. The March disruption reduced near-term earnings visibility, and the board appears to have concluded that a strategic sale, at a moment when defense multiples remain elevated, produces more value than riding out the cycle as a standalone. The Middle East element carries a secondary dimension explored below. Hormuz closure: the order delay variable that acquirers must model the supporting sources from Al Jazeera dated August 9, 2026, provide a critical macro layer to this transaction. Iran's Supreme National Security Council, through Secretary Mohammad Bagher Zalgetter, published 6 conditions that Washington must meet before the Strait of Hormuz fully reopens. The conditions include lifting U.S. sanctions, withdrawing U.S. naval and air forces, compensation for war damages, and an end to attacks against Iran's allies in Lebanon, Palestine, Yemen, and Iraq. IRGC spokesperson Hossein Mohebi, quoted by the Tasnim news agency, stated that reopening Hormuz depends on U.S. acceptance of those conditions and is separate from any Oman-mediated negotiation channel. Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian has described the current state as neither war nor peace and expressed hope that Oman talks can resolve it. The Strait of Hormuz closure is the geopolitical variable that no financial model for a UK defense supply chain asset can currently ignore. Roughly 20% of global oil flows through the strait in normal conditions. Prolonged closure reshapes energy cost structures, logistics timelines, and the Middle East order books that Goodwin itself cited as a source of disruption in March 2026. The connection to Goodwin is direct. Mould identified Middle East order delays as a driver of the company's Q1 2026 earnings hit. If the Hormuz closure extends, those delays compound. A buyer acquiring Goodwin's mechanical engineering division must assign probability-weighted scenarios to a waterway that Iran's Security Council is now conditioning on a 6-point political settlement that goes materially beyond the June 17 U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding. What buyers are paying for U.K. defense supply chain assets in 2026, the Financial Times reported that several potential buyers with defense track records have expressed interest. Transaction terms were not disclosed. Specific comparable deal multiples from 2026 are not available in the source material, but the sector context is well established in prior cycles. Defense component businesses with sole source program positions and long cycle government-backed revenue have historically attracted acquisition multiples in the 12 times to 18 times EBITDA range in competitive processes, reflecting the visibility and non-discretionary nature of the cash flows. Plecamium notes this range as industry context, not as a figure disclosed in connection with the Goodwin process. Table: Goodwin Mechanical Engineering Division, Units Under Strategic Review. Program exposure details sourced from BBC News. Buyer type assessment is Plecamium analysis. The most likely acquirers are prime contractors or Tier 1 defense suppliers seeking to bring critical sub-tier suppliers in-house, a trend visible in the U.S. defense industrial base since at least 2021. Bay Systems, Babcock International, and U.S. peers with U.K. nuclear program exposure are the logical strategic fits, though no parties have been named in the source material. The Plecamium view the market is reading this as a straightforward defense mergers and acquisitions story. It is not. It is a family-controlled industrial group, under earnings pressure from contract losses, attempting to crystallize a cycle-high valuation for assets embedded in multi-decade government programs, at the exact moment that the waterway serving its Middle East order book is contested by a state actor with a 6-condition reopening demand. That intersection creates a two-sided analytical problem for buyers. The nuclear deterrent program exposure is genuinely irreplaceable. No buyer can replicate the qualification history and program relationships Goodwin has built since 1883. That scarcity commands a premium. On the other side, the Middle East revenue stream, which was apparently material enough that its disruption in March generated a share price overhang, carries Hormuz closure optionality in the tail risk column. The second-order observation: Rothschild's appointment signals this is a serious process, not a market-testing exercise. Family-controlled businesses in the UK engineering sector that engage bulge-bracket advisors close transactions at a high rate. The 10% share price move already reflects a control premium being partially priced in. If a strategic buyer pays a full process price, the remaining Goodwin business, stripped of its highest margin defense units, will trade on substantially different fundamentals. Molds point that Goodwin would likely still derive a significant chunk of revenue from military spending post-sale is correct but incomplete. The question is at what margin and against what capital structure. For Gulf Cooperation Council focused capital, the Hormuz overlay is the sleeper issue. A prolonged closure does not merely delay orders. It restructures which defense procurement programs get acceleration funding from which governments. UK nuclear deterrent spending is insulated from that dynamic by treaty obligation and political commitment. Goodwin's exposure to that insulated pool is precisely what makes this asset interesting to acquirers who have spent 3 years watching Western governments rearm. The bottom line Goodwin's strategic review is the most consequential UK defense supply chain transaction to enter a formal process in the current rearmament cycle. The assets are irreplaceable in their program positions, the advisor is serious, and the buyer universe is motivated. Institutional investors should track two variables over the next 90 days. First, whether a named strategic buyer emerges, which would confirm a competitive process and support a premium multiple. Second, the trajectory of Hormuz negotiations, which determines whether the Middle East revenue disruption is a one-quarter event or a structural impairment to the non-nuclear portion of the business. If the strait remains closed and conditions harden beyond the June memorandum baseline, the negotiating leverage shifts toward buyers and Rothschild's timeline shortens. Move early or get priced out.